Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on the eclipse. We'll hear that in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
Hello there, Sonny. I'm Morgan Freeman. You know, ever since I won the Oscar at the Academy Awards, I've been approached by countless people to endorse their service or product. Oh. Most of these, I simply smile and say, no, thank you very kindly. That is, until I got the phone call from the fine folks at Frigamall Industries. Oh. They have a new and exciting product for men. If you're like me, Sonny, your wallet is so thick it's like sitting on a damn Big Mac. And nobody wants to go numb in the bum. Yeah, and at the same time, no real man was ever comfortable with a purse or that unsightly fanny pack. But now, thanks to Bob and Tom and Frigamall Industries, you can move that bulge to the back with the all-new Fanny Packer. Oh, Fanny. The Fanny Packer is a great way, Sonny, to move your junk near the trunk. And it has a lot of satisfied people talking. Just listen to this bull queer.
Look, I hate to brag, but I've tried it all. I've done the purse, and yes, I was a pioneer with the original fanny pack. Oh. But that bulge in the front became such a nuisance. I couldn't do anything. Well, almost anything. But now, thanks to the fanny packer, my bulge is in the back. You'll be amazed at how much you can cram in it.
Be sure to get yours today. The Frigamall Fanny Packer. Put your junk near the trunk. And thank you very kindly.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Jess Hooker, Josh Arnold, Ace Cosby, I'm Chick, and Tom, we have our special guest with us right
now. I think we do. There's the very handsome Greg Warren.
Hi, Greggy.
In a beautiful red t-shirt. Hey, Greg, how are you this morning?
Look at those eyes.
Hey, guys.
Pop.
How's it going?
Good, good. I can't see the cap. What is the logo on that? Is it a critter of some sort?
It's a cardinal.
It's a bird.
St. Louis Cardinal that would be pitching.
It looked like a St. Louis Cardinal that got hit by a truck.
Well, if you watched the game last night, they did.
Yeah, I was just going to say they ran into the buzzsaw that is the Los Angeles Dodgers here, and Mookie Betts, and
it's not even fair, Chick. Their first three guys in their lineup are MVPs.
Right,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they are amazing. Well, what's on your mind today, Greg Warren?
Well, I want to talk about the eclipse.
All right.
Yeah. The Mitsubishi Eclipse was first produced in 1989.
Hey.
Lewis Parker's partnership with Chrysler. No, I'll talk about the big event, April 8th. It's a big one. Guys, everybody in the continental U.S. will see at least a partial eclipse. Mm-hmm. The worst you're going to get is a 16%. I would imagine there's some people who are like, I'm not getting out of bed for no 16% eclipse. Over 60 or I don't move. But the path of totality, that's the line where you can see the whole thing, goes through 15 states.
Wow.
Where it's the first people that are going to get to see that are the folks down in Las Quintas, Fronterizas, Texas. That's at 1:27 p.m. Mm-hmm. If you can't make it down to Las Quintas, I'd suggest just check into a La Quinta Inn anywhere.
Nice. They got a deal, do they?
Yeah, I'd see a pretty similar situation.
yeah, I don't see anything different, really. No.
Not at all, Chick. No, yeah. The last folks to see it will be in Littleton, Maine. That's 3:32 Eastern Time. That's a border town up on Canada. It's a pretty quick event. You know, it's not more than a couple hours. The longest time anybody can see a total eclipse in history is 7 minutes and 32 seconds. We're not going to get that time. Wow. This time, yeah. This time, the most you could see 4 minutes and 28 seconds. That's down in Naza, Mexico. So, book your tickets right now if you want to get down there.
Well, a lot of people are moving.
Yeah.
Well, and people that are taking an airplane. Didn't we have that story that specifically
it's going to follow the eclipse?
Following the eclipse in an airplane, yeah.
So I just hope you're on the left side of the plane if it's going.
You don't. Or everybody rushes to that side, and
will the plane tip over?
Yep, it sure will.
Yes, okay. These are Chick. You're right. These are called eclipse chasers, just like they have storm chasers. There's a name for them: umbrophiles. Yeah, an umbrophile, that translates as shadow lover. It's not somebody who does sick things to an umbrella.
Oh. I see. It's not some sick shadow puppet artist, right?
No. Hey, look at these two. I wouldn't even discuss that on this report. It's not that kind of a report.
It's a wiener. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. What do you think of that?
That's great, Kevin.
How about this?
You're real good at that. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I don't want to go to that guy's show.
It's a wolf eating a wiener.
I see.
Yeah, we get that.
That's pretty good.
He's eating a wiener, Greg. Okay.
Man, you're really good at that.
Something else.
Yeah, he likes it.
Oh yeah. You like the wolf
guys? This is something you need to be careful of. Now, if you're in the total eclipse, you can look at you can look at it without glasses on, without special glasses on. But if it's a partial eclipse at all, you got to put on those special eclipse glasses. And it pains me to even think that this is a thing in our country, but you need to beware of counterfeit eclipse glasses.
Sure.
Can you think of a bigger scumbag than the guy that's selling?
Yeah.
That is a dirtbag.
And then he'll be selling white canes the next day.
Yeah, exactly. It's the they said if the sunglasses have a NASA seal of approval on them, they're probably fake.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, if they're really big and they have windshield wipers on them, are probably fake.
Damn it. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you heard this before. I mentioned this, Greg, that Ace is quite thrifty, and he's going to wait till next Tuesday here to get a really, really good deal on a pair of those special dark glasses. So,
Well, Ace, you're not going to be able to use those until 2044.
Man, and I'll be in my 60s by then.
Yeah, that's the.
He'll be in Social Security by then, right?
It's funny because he'll actually be dead.
Thank you, Jeff.
2044 is the next time we're going to see one of these guys. That is in Montana or the Dakotas. Mm. And then 2045, you would have to go to California, Florida, or Nevada. So get out there and see it.
These umbrophiles travel all over the world to see them.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing, Tom. Eclipses are not as rare as you think, but most of them occur over water. So the world is 70% water. It's just nobody sees most of the eclipses. So if you're stranded on a raft or something out there and you're dying from starvation or dehydration,
odds
there
are.
Is a silver lining. Yeah. There's a silver lining. You might be able to see something.
Very nice.
Well, he probably drowned blind. Didn't have the glasses with him.
No, but he got
a really good look-see just before it went into totality.
Glasses out there. Yeah. The moon, guys, the moon is moving about an inch a year away from the Earth.
Wait a minute. When did this start happening? That doesn't sound good.
It's been going on for some time. I've been telling you about this for a long time. You don't listen.
It's also shrinking, right?
What? Or is it just getting farther away?
Yeah, the moon's also... Yeah, the moon's shrinking.
Well, which is it? Both. Is it shrinking or getting farther away? Yeah.
I know
the time,
it's going.
By the time Ace is on Social Security, it'll be the size of a golf ball at this pace.
Well, that seems like it would have some sort of effect on the oceans. Am I wrong about this? Will the water, the ocean, the seawater will come out of its banks? It will be flooded.
Well, I'm not about panic on this report. I just
Panic, it's time right. It's right now, Greg. Let's panic.
Here we go. Here we go.
A lot of people listen to you. You can't cause this mass hysteria.
Look, the only thing we know about the moon is that it's hollow.
Right.
This researchers from the University of Maryland report the moon has been gradually shrinking over the past few hundred million years.
Oh,
the moon has lost 150 feet in circumference. So there you go.
So we got we got a couple days.
Then. Yeah, and it's my understanding, Josh, to your earlier point, the moons over Miami.
Those have also been shrinking.
Has been shrinking at Denny's because
those have. Yeah. I served those for a couple weeks after college, and it's
they're tasty.
They're not quite as big. Yeah, it's a good dish.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say here is, at some point, there will never be a total eclipse again because the moon's getting farther away. You'll only get partial eclipses. So get out there and see it, guys. It's like Kenny Rogers Roasters, man. I'd love to go to one, but they're gone.
That's a shame, too. That was a good product.
Yeah, it's gone. So you can't see it anymore.
Did you ever have one of those?
I never got to try it.
Very good. Very good.
It's good stuff. I don't know what happened. The eclipse, of course, is during the new moon lunar phase. So all eclipses occur during new moon, but there's not always an eclipse during the new moon. New moon,
standing alone.
That's blue moon.
That's blue moon, chick. Okay. I think you're thinking of new moon on Monday and a fire dance through the night.
New moon on Monday.
Yes. I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yep. Yeah, that's the Duran Duran.
That's right.
Guys, we're going to have a new moon this Monday at Stubby's West, and we'll be having a fire dance all night long. Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah. Duran Duran and Greg, The Cure.
Is there any truth to the fact that the last new moon didn't go over well, so they had to reintroduce it as Moon Classic?
It's a new Coke joke.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I believe Max Headroom was involved in
the fabulous Matt Frewer.
Yes. Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great TV show.
Nope.
That's a nice
not at all.
Ace, you liked it?
I did. loved it. Here comes the punchline. Sorry for all you stutterers out there.
Is this considered insensitive?
That's Mac. We should explain to Miss Hooker that Max Headroom was an MTV creation.
Yeah, I do remember that. I didn't know he had a show, though.
Oh, yeah.
A direct rip-off of Porky Pig. Man, I got to say, the funniest thing I've ever seen on television still to this day is Porky Pig was trying to explain something to Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
And he... he kept stuttering. He's like, and he's like, here, just write it down. And he wrote P-P-D-.
Is that right?
A good day in the writer's room for those guys. Yeah.
those are
tremendous.
An eclipse is, of course, that's when the three celestial bodies line up. Yeah. And when three celestial bodies line up, that's called a syzygy. You guys familiar with this?
Yeah, it's that weird, like almost no vowels in the beginning of that word.
Unless you count a Y.
Sure.
Yeah, S-Y-Z-G-Y. Well,
And when two girls line up, it's a scissors G. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Were you aware of that, Craig?
Yeah.
You're aware
when
of that,
three girls line up, it's called Bananarama, and that is my favorite scissor G right there. Sarah, Chauvin, Karen, all lookers, and man, could they sing.
Wow. And, you know,
I'm your Venus.
Ah. It's a cruel summer, Greg.
It is. It's a cruel summer. Beautiful. Now,
did you know that arrangements have been made for blind people to be able to take in the eclipse? We had the news story earlier this morning. There's going to be like a device that has rows of dots that will pop up and down, kind of like Braille. And there's also a sonic a machine that will change the pitch and the tone of a musical note, apparently, to walk blind people through it, if you will.
It's not fair. I mean,
you choose
to be blind.
I should have interrupted him. I should have interrupted him.
You tried.
Turns out you should have.
I tried to save him. I went to. Did you guys go to the eclipse last time? It was in 2017.
I think we had lunch.
Chick and I watched the eclipse outside of a restaurant.
We sure did. Yeah.
I went down to some farm south of St. Louis with a bunch of hippies, and one of their dogs freaked out and bit me during the eclipse.
Is that right?
Yes. Animals kind of are wigged out by the whole thing.
That's what we were speculating on earlier this morning.
They get
morning.
Bite crazy.
And Tom poo-pooed us.
No, the temperature drops 10%. Of course, it gets dark. The birds all land and stop chirping, and you'll hear crickets.
Wow.
Yeah, but it doesn't get totally dark like nighttime, Greg.
It gets real dark.
No, it doesn't.
It's pretty dark.
It gets like dawn or dusk. It doesn't get all dark.
We'll see.
Not all dark, but dark.
I can't remember. I'll take your word.
Well, the last one was a partial eclipse.
Yeah.
The one a few years ago.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least where, maybe not where you were. I think you got to see it in totality.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, I was in, went right through St. Louis. Yeah. Hmm. They say, now I'm getting some conflicting research here, which I usually do. This one article said it takes 375 years to see a solar eclipse in the same location.
Wow. Hmm.
But Jason told me that Carbondale, Illinois had an eclipse in the last one and this one. So I don't know.
Oh, okay.
If that 375 years thing is true, I feel bad. There's probably some guy that was like, man, there's a lot of people at this eclipse. This is a business opportunity. I'm going to build Joe's Eclipse Restaurant, and the next time it comes around, I'm going to make a killing.
Yeah. Got a deck and everything.
Right.
Observation spot. Well, thank you, Greg. Are you on the road this week?
Yeah. I hate to bring this up with Josh in the studio, but I'll be in Toledo, Ohio. At the Funny Bone.
Make sure you visit my reflecting pool that they installed there.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Josh at Toledo.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.